Case number 10,537, Sea Breeze LP, south of Route 1, 170 feet northwest of Road 271, being lots H15, H17, H19, 21, 23, 25, within Sierra Village Mobile Home Park, a variance from the buffer requirement in the mobile home park.
Name and address.
Cindy Surface, 19837 Sierra Avenue, Sierra Village, Redwood Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney. I'm here with Cindy Surface, representing Sun Communities, which owns and operates Sierra Village and Rehoboth Beach. Before I get started, I have a brief handout here. And while that's being passed down, I'll go over some background information, which I know the board's familiar with, but to help establish a record here this evening. When was Sierra Village created, Ms. Surface?
That was around the 1960s, mid-1960s.
And as we know, the Sussex County adopted its interim code in 1968. Was Sierra Village created before there was a zoning code?
Yes, it was.
And are there two sides to Sierra Village or two types of homes people can have in Sierra Village?
We have a mobile home section and we have an RV section.
And the application tonight, is this to combine RV lots or what?
Yes, it is. We had a row on Dodd Avenue that was a row of all very small RV sites, and we had previously combined sites to other sites to make one mobile home site, and that's what we're asking to do again tonight. We're asking to combine current RV sites into one mobile home site.
And if the first page of the handout that we've given to the board, is that a representation by the surveyor of the combined six RV lots into one manufactured home lot?
Yes, it is. And we've made sure that we have the required 5,000 square feet, you know, that's required by today's standards.
So the lot will be conforming in every way, except it will not have a buffer between it and the adjacent property. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is the only issue that we have with that site.
And are there any buffers currently between the existing RV lots and Kings Creek, which is the adjacent property?
No, there are not.
What surrounds Sierra Village? Are there any buffers between it and any of its adjacent properties?
No. Kings Creek is on two sides of us, Tanger Outlets and then Kings Creek, and then Kings Creek is behind us, and then Camelot is on the other side, I believe it's the north side, and there are no buffers around any of those sections.
Following the first page of the handout, the survey of the new proposed lot, there are a series of four pictures. And if you could just tell the board what those are pictures of.
The first picture is looking down Dodd Avenue, and on the sites there on the left are where all the RV sites were formerly located. In the little porch right there at the beginning is the newest home that we put there. We got approval from the board a few months ago And the only thing we needed there also was the 50-foot buffer to put that new home. And then down from that are the six sites that we're proposing to put another new mobile home on. And then down further, all the way down at the end, since these are still RV sites, all the way at the end is a park model RV. It looks like a small home. It's a one-bedroom park model RV with a little porch on the front. Very attractive home.
Ms. Surface was just referenced that the home you see in the left-hand corner of the first two pictures is the site that they refer to as H5. In the board may recall that in May, we presented an application to combine five RV sites into one manufactured home site along this same road. As part of that application, we indicated that Mr. Lank required us to go to the Planning and Zoning Commission to receive conceptual approval. He did not require that for this application because they had already approved the concept for H5, and obviously the concept is the same for this, instead of five lots being six lots. The
this would be similar to that.
If you look in the pictures that are in front of you, you will see that what surrounds Sierra Village is not a 50-foot buffer, but is instead a stockade fence. Is that correct, Ms. Surface?
Yes, it is.
I believe that the applicant, Seabreeze LP, or Sierra Village, has met the elements required for a variance. The property is obviously unique. It was laid out and developed, as you know, in the 1960s before the zoning code, which is why the lots are small and there are not buffers as are required by today's standards. The property, is this variance necessary for the reasonable use of the property? It's simply a question for the board of whether it's better to have six RV lots with a nonconformity or one manufactured home lot with a nonconforming buffer. This situation was not created by the applicant, as it was created, the park was laid out in this manner before the zoning code was adopted by Sussex County. The question of whether or not it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood is, as was you just heard, the same lack of a buffer or fence buffer as exists now for these lots will continue to exist for the new lot and is actually the buffer that surrounds the entire community. In fact, in one respect, it may alter the character of the neighborhood, but that is that it's going to be a 5,000-square-foot lot, and we won't have to appear back before you, which is rather unusual for a lot in Sierra Village, as most of the lots are undersized. Is this the last question is if this is the minimum variance that will afford relief, and this is the only variance that will afford relief. And in fact, there's a strong argument that it's reducing the number of nonconformities, as rather than six nonconforming lots, you'll only have one. With that, we're ready for any questions the board may have.
All right. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Gabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions, then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think Mr. Hutt, the applicant, has addressed the standards for granting the variance, and I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,537.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,537. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good night.
Case number 10,000.